Don't look for big solutions on this trip. The U.S.-China trade relationship has developed over years, shaped in part by consumer behavior on both sides. The U.S. economy has long been driven by consumer spending, while China's has featured exports and investment. In simple terms, traditionally, Americans spend more, Chinese save more, and that helps lead to what economists call structural imbalances. But parts of this picture are shifting. Chinese are spending more, and wages in China are rising. The country is no longer the world's lowest-cost manufacturing base. The global trade picture has gotten more complicated, as corporate relationships have, in many cases, changed the commercial accounting when it comes to national borders. One example, Ford Motor Company sold more than 900,000 cars in China in the first 10 months of last year, but only 2% of them were exported from the United States. Most were made locally with a Chinese partner, which means they don't even show up in trade figures, although they're a key part of the trade relationship. In agriculture, China is the second biggest market in the world for U.S. products, trailing only Canada. But China is also an exporter, the third largest supplier of agricultural products to the United States, showing that even simple trade numbers can be deceptively complicated. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.